Good morning. On this first Sunday in February, the 7th of February 2021. Our readings for today are from Colossians chapter 1 verses 15 to 20 and John chapter 1 verses 1 to 14. And I want to look at John chapter 1. John writes, obviously, in hindsight, looking back at what took place. And I say it like this because of the verse that I want to start with. Well, actually, let me read the first five verses of John chapter 1. It's entitled The Eternal Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Ending there at verse 5. Now I started by saying that John was writing in hindsight, obviously after all these things took place. And I believe that's obvious because of what it says in verse 4. In him, talking about Jesus, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Jesus had life in him, eternal life. We know this later on in John chapter 3 and verse 16 in that popular verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Life is something that Jesus gives us. And in a very real way, that verse that I've quoted, so many people focus on the shall not perish. But it ends in verse 16 with everlasting life. And so back to John chapter 1 and verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. You see, when we come to faith in Jesus, when we believe and trust in him as our Saviour and our Lord, he gives us his life, eternal life. And eternal life is not something that we receive when we die and go to heaven. But eternal life is something we have right now. And it's the very life of Jesus living in us. And it gives us a picture here because it says that the life was the light of man. Because we radiate Jesus, or at least we should radiate Jesus when we come to him. Because when we come to him, he comes and makes his home inside of us. And he changes us from the inside out if we let him. And sometimes we don't let him. Sometimes we resist him. Sometimes we ignore him. And there's many, many reasons why we do this. But if we've truly come to him, he is patient and kind. He's long-suffering and gentle. And over time, he will slowly change us. He'd love to change us quickly. But at times, perhaps, even then he doesn't, because if we were to change quickly, it would hurt us. And he doesn't want to hurt us because he loves us so much. But he will change us. And in changing us, there is more of him that is seen. I heard a picture that's just come to mind. And it's a picture of someone who was watching a sculptor. and they were working on a piece of wood, and actually it was a tree trunk. And this person asked the sculptor how it worked, because he said, you know, the person who was asking the question said this. He says, do you start chipping away the wood to make something there? Do you try and build it up as you chip along? And in a sense, just to explain why I hesitated, because I almost gave the story away in my telling, because the sculptor said, no. He says, what I do whenever I look at the tree trunk, I already see inside the tree trunk what I am trying to produce. Now, if it's a bust of a person, of a figurehead, I see that person inside the tree trunk. And what I'm doing is I'm chipping away the outer layer, so to speak, of the tree trunk to reveal the bust, the figurehead that is within. And I use that analogy and that picture because I believe that's what God does with us, is that whenever he comes in and he works within us to chip away the bits of us that get in the way of people seeing him in us. You see, John put it like this in verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And then it goes on and it says, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And you see, for us as Christians, we're meant to shine as lights. But we're not to try and produce the light, or we're not even to try and make the light as if we're the source of it. But it's almost as if we've got to get out of the way so that people can see Jesus in and through us. And we can only, in a sense, make that happen or help that come to pass as we submit to him, as we focus on him, as we fall in love with him more and more and more. You see, it says the light shines in the darkness. But our focus is the light, not the darkness. And I think that's part of where we actually resist the change, because we are so aware of the darkness. We are so aware of the trouble all around us. And I'm not actually talking about nighttime and lack of light. I'm talking about the attacks that come at us from various different ways and different places. Like right now, we as a people, as a world, are consumed by coronavirus. And that very much is darkness, because it only brings forth death. Whereas Jesus Christ brings forth life and joy and peace. And we're meant to be consumed with Jesus. But it's so difficult with all this virus and vaccine and all the rest of the chat that's going on. It's so easy to get controlled by it, by all the bad news. And we've got to resist that. And the best way of resisting that is to focus on Jesus. And we can do that in many ways. We can do that through the internet by watching programs. We can do that by listening to sermons like this. We can do that by reading our Bible. We can do that by meeting and sharing with people and talking about the things of God. But essentially, our focus is on him, on our God, be it God our Father, who we pray to. Be it Jesus who died for us upon the cross. Be it being aware of the Holy Spirit who is within us. For our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit wherein he dwells. That we listen to his voice and his leading in all that we do and say. So John chapter 1 verse 4 says, In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Let the light shine, his light in you. And then it goes on in verse 10, and it says this. He, again talking about Jesus, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Talking about the Jews. And then verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So those last two verses, verse 12 and verse 13, let me read them again. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Do you believe in his name? Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Saviour? You see, we're not part of God because we've been born. We're not part of God because of anything that we do. And that's what it's talking about by we're not born of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. It's not because we're in this world because of our mother and our father. It's a choice that we make outside of that, of our own free will, that I choose to believe in God. I choose to believe in his name, in the name of Jesus. And I choose to receive his life into my life, into my heart, so that my life changes because it is overcome by his life. And I choose to allow his light and life to shine out of me. Because I believe in his name, because I believe in God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God, he has given us the right to become children of God. And so I'm a child of God because of what I believe and who I believe in. And you hear me talk about this, and you hear this so often. God calls us his children. He doesn't call us his adults. He calls us his children. Because children humble themselves and trust. We too often get so opinionated the older we get, of thinking that what I think is important. But as children, when we humble ourselves, and we believe what the Bible says is true. And we trust in God's word. And my opinion is that God's word is right. And that's the only opinion that I can express or should express. And so come to God. Yes, come to God and believe in his name. Come humbly. As a child. But when you come, you will become a child of God. And that's regardless of what age you are. So again, John chapter 1 and verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And then verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born of God. So I pray that you will hear this word and you will receive Jesus, that you will embrace him, that you will allow him by his Holy Spirit to chip away, as it were, at the tree trunk to reveal what's inside it, that you will allow him to chip away at the things in your life to allow his light and his life to shine. That we indeed will continue to be witnesses in the darkness. Witnesses to the darkness, but witnesses of God. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.